Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. School started today for Columbus County and Whiteville students. Remember to build in some extra time if you're out on the roads during school bus hours. County commissioners will meet in a special session this morning to set a public hearing date for comments on revisions to the subdivision ordinance. After the board voted to look into changes last week, the developers of a project on Old Lake Road withdrew their application while they gather more information, and the application for the 10,000-home Paloma 2 was withdrawn entirely. Today's meeting is at 9 a.m. and can be viewed online or attended in person. International Paper is selling its fluff division to American Industrial Partners for $1.3 billion. Both companies made the announcement on Thursday. No changes have been announced for the Regalwood operation. A Bladenboro man will spend the next 48 to 53 years in prison for molesting a female relative. Jesse Lee Dixon, age 71, was convicted in Bladen County Superior Court on multiple charges of sexual battery and indecent liberties with a minor. He was arrested and charged in 2019 after an investigation by the Bladen County Sheriff's Office. Chadburn Police Officer Grady Corder is recovering after he was injured in a high-speed chase and chain reaction crash on Wednesday. Chadburn PD Chief Ken Elliott said officers got a license plate reader hit on the vehicle and attempted a traffic stop in town. The suspect fled, leading officers up U.S. 74 into Robeson County. The suspect allegedly clipped another vehicle in a construction zone, causing a chain reaction crash that injured the Chadburn police officer and a bystander. Whiteville City Police arrested a man after he allegedly shattered a display window at Van Underwood Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram early Thursday morning. The suspect was arrested at the scene. We have reached out to the Whiteville Police Department for more information. The Labor Day Booze It or Lose It program kicks off today. The annual impaired driving crackdown goes on through September 8th. State troopers and local agencies will team up for sobriety checkpoints and intensive patrols searching for impaired and dangerous drivers. The Labor Day holiday is one of the busiest and deadliest on state roads, with 444 alcohol-related crashes during this time last year, which included 11 deaths. A ordinance change request coming before the Whiteville City Council could help drainage problems in the city. Retson Companies is asking that the parking lot size ordinance be changed from one space for every 300 square feet of business space to 400 square feet. City officials said the change will decrease the amount of impermeable surfaces, allowing more natural absorption of stormwater in the city. The Lake Waccamaw Community Yard Sale is September 1st, starting at 7 a.m. Some vendors plan to set up early on Saturday and Sunday. Participants will be set up in their yards, driveways, and garages throughout the town. Just look for the flags and you'll find some secondhand treasures and make some new friends. For more information on the event, contact Ginger Luttrell via Facebook. August 29th is the deadline for Whiteville Park's recreational football and cheerleading signups for ages 7 through 12. The cost is $38.50 for city residents and $48.50 for kids from the county. You'll need a valid copy of a birth certificate for each child at sign-up. Call 910-642-9052 for more information. The Columbus County Farmers Market is on the road on Saturday, August 30th. The market will hold a pop-up event at the Veterans Memorial Park of America instead of setting up at their usual location on Government Complex Drive. You can shop vendors, crafters, bread makers, bakers, and all the others of the market family. It's also a good opportunity to visit the park. The park can be found at 6354 James B. White Highway South in Whiteville. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.